I'm not going to be so bold to say that I can answer that, but I want to clarify a little bit some misconception that if we stop fishing, that we'll have more escaping, that would translate to more fish production. Some of these stocks that you're talking about, we are making our target escapement level, which we think is optimal. Putting more fish on spawning grounds in those cases aren't necessarily going to produce more fish.
Oh, yeah, they always will. I mean, the MSY optimality is never at maximum recruitment. It's always where the slope of the spawner recruit curve is 1-to-1 in sort of traditional ricker feeding. So unless you have a sort of a hockey stick kind of a production curve, which I don't think is usually assumed, then increased escapements generates increased returns, just not increased sustainable yield.
Well, fair enough. I'm not sure we'll be able to pick apart that for all the natural stock, but for Puget Sound, we're
Puget Sound, that won't make any difference because your hatchery limit is red.
So the question is, are you looking for a coast-wide estimate? Because where's
the bottleneck that we're trying to stock by stock. I mean, in some sense, Fraser would be the most interesting, but ideally it would be stock by stock. I can't remember. The CTC model, is there actually a spawner recruit curve? So you could do that within the CTC model, right? If you've got a spawner recruit relationship, turn off harvest and see where you end up.
Yes, Ray, you could do that in the Schmidt model.
Yes,
you can do that.
It could be done, but can it be done?
Yes, it can be
done.
Okay. And look to you for the
answer?
Sure.
Okay. Other questions from the panel on other topics? No? Okay. Pondering. Yeah, Sean.
Could killer whales be added as a quota fishery to FRAM?
Where's Larry?
Maybe. You mean the mortality from killer whales be added to FRAM as far as an abundance of Chinook that's being processed through FRAM? Is that?
Not as a mortality input, but as a catch. You know, a number of Chinook eaten and have the mortality output.
If we had an estimate of, I mean, right now, the Chinook that's being eaten by killer whales is embedded in the natural mortality estimate. If you're saying, I guess that would require downgrading the natural mortality estimate rates that are in there, but add in an estimate of the number of killer whales consumed. I mean, not number of Chinook consumed by the killer whale. It would not be very straightforward and easy to do, and I'm inclined to say that I don't know what the end result would be, and I don't know how helpful it would be, and I don't think it would be very easy.
Okay. In terms of helpfulness, I think that what we'd be interested in is to see if it was treated as more of a fixed catch or fixed consumption per year, how that mortality would affect all the other fisheries and the index.
I think you could treat it as a fishery, but you would need a lot of information. Any fishery we're modeling right now, we're getting coded wire tag information to see how they're exploiting each individual stock. And that's the type of information we would need to incorporate orcas as a fishery. We would know how they're exploiting the Chinook population by stock, and I don't. That would be difficult to come by.
Any other questions from the panel? Okay. So I think we can move then into the next part of the agenda then on alternative fishing scenarios and some of the sensitivity analyses that Eric and Antonio have been doing. So.